This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Revelations that U.S. President Donald Trump paid no income taxes in several recent years could hurt his standing with blue-collar voters in several key states. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The allegations cut to the heart of his appeal with many voters in places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Even before the revelations, Joe Biden was highlighting his own middle-class roots and painting the president as a con man who lied to his blue-collar backers.
It's time to reward hard work in America, not wealth.
Biden's online campaign store is already selling stickers reading, "I paid more income taxes than Donald Trump." Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says confirmation of his Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will go, quote, quickly, end quote, while his Democratic rival Joe Biden is imploring the Senate to delay voting on her nomination until after the November 3rd election to, quote, let the people decide, end quote. Trump's announcement of Barrett for the seat held by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is launching a high-stakes, fast-track election season fight over confirmation of a conservative judge who's expected to shift the court rightward as it reviews health care, abortion access, and other hot-button issues. At a news conference, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrats will try and block Barrett, but did not say how.
We will use every tool in the toolkit to slow things down. But Mitch McConnell has so commandeered the Senate, has so defiled the Senate, there are fewer tools and they're less sharp, but what is there we will use.
To read more on these and any stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. Washington has made preparations to withdraw diplomats from Iraq after warning Baghdad it could shut its embassy, to Iraqi officials and to Western diplomats said, a step Iraqis fear could turn their country into a battle zone. Any move by the United States to scale down its diplomatic presence in a country where it has up to 5,000 troops would be widely seen in the region as an escalation of its confrontation with Iran, which Washington blames for missiles and bomb attacks. That, in turn, would open the possibility of military action with just weeks to go before an election in which President Donald Trump has campaigned on a hard line towards Tehran and its proxies. Nobel Prize-winning author Svetlana Alexievich, a prominent opposition figure, has left Belarus on a trip to Germany, but her departure is not linked to politics and she plans to return, an aide told Reuters Monday. Alexievich was one of only two senior members of the Belarusian Opposition Coordination Council who was not in prison or out of the country following a crackdown on mass protests against President Alexander Lukashenko since an election his opponents say was rigged. Alexievich has become an increasingly vocal against the authorities, and a criminal case has been opened against the Coordination Council over accusations of an illegal attempt to seize power. German Chancellor Angela Merkel paid a personal visit to Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny while he was undergoing treatment in a Berlin hospital for poisoning, her spokesperson said Monday. News of the meeting is likely to annoy Moscow, which rejects the finding of German, French, and Swedish experts that Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent in Russia last month. The World Health Organization said Monday some 120 million rapid diagnostic tests for coronavirus will be made available to low- and middle-income countries at a maximum of $5 per unit. The world is approaching a grim milestone, 1 million deaths due to COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The nearly 1 million deaths attributed to the coronavirus in 9 months are far more than the 690,000 from AIDS or the 400,000 from malaria in all of last year. More deaths are expected this fall because of the recent surge in coronavirus infections. The U.S. has been the worst hit country in the world with more than 7 million infections and more than 200,000 deaths, reflecting what Dr. Anthony Fauci says is the lack of success that we have had in containing this outbreak. Yet there are also signs that death rates are declining. I'm Julie Walker.
Via remote from Washington, I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News.